Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Isaiah chapter 59 today, and in the New English Translation, and this is what it says. Look, the Lord's hand is not too weak to deliver you. His ear is not too deaf to hear you. But your sinful acts have alienated you from God. Your sins have caused him to reject you and not listen to your prayers. For your hands are stained with blood and your fingers with sin. Your lips speak lies. Your tongue utters malicious words. No one's concerned about justice. No one sets forth his case truthfully. They depend on false words and tell lies. They conceive of oppression and give birth to sin. They hatch the eggs of a poisonous snake and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die. A poisonous snake is hatched. Their webs cannot be used for clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are sinful. They commit violent crimes. They are eager to do evil, quick to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are sinful. They crush and destroy. They are unfamiliar with peace. Their deeds are unjust. They use deceitful methods, and whoever deals with them is unfamiliar with peace. For this reason, deliverance is far from you, and salvation does not reach us. We wait for light, but see only darkness. We wait for a bright light, but live in deep darkness. We grope along the wall like the blind. We grope like those who cannot see. We stumble at noontime as if it were evening. Though others are strong, we are like dead men. We all growl like bears. We coo mournfully like doves. We wait for deliverance, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For you are aware of our many rebellious deeds, and our sins testify against us. Indeed, we are aware of our rebellious deeds. We know our sins all too well. We have rebelled and tried to deceive the Lord. We turn back from following our God. We stir up oppression and rebellion. We tell lies we concocted in our minds. Justice is driven back. Godliness stands far off. Indeed, honesty stumbles in the city square, and morality is not even able to enter. Honesty has disappeared. The one who tries to avoid evil is robbed. The Lord watches and is displeased, for there is no justice. He sees there is no advocate. He is shocked that no one intervenes, so he takes matters into his own hands. His desire for justice drives him on. He wears his desire for justice like body armor, and his desire to deliver like a helmet on his head. He puts on the garments of vengeance and wears zeal like a robe. He repairs them for what they have done, repays them for what they have done, dispensing angry judgment to his adversaries and punishing his enemies. He repays the coastlands. In the West, people respect the Lord's reputation. In the East, they recognize his splendor, for he comes like a rushing stream. Driven on by wind sent from the Lord, a protector comes to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their rebellious deeds, says the Lord. As for me, this is my promise to them, says the Lord. My spirit, who is upon you, and my words, which I have placed in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth or from the mouths of your children and descendants from this time forward, says the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a passage about rebellion. It's a passage about unrepentance and bitterness and doing evil things. It's a passage about injustice. And Lord, it's really easy to read passages like this and point outward at all those bad people out there and all the unjust things that they do. But Lord, today I'm praying, would you search my heart? Would you show me where you, where I have walked away from you, where I have been rebellious, where my ear has been too deaf to hear and my hand has not reached for you. Lord, show me and show us where we have harmed other people with our words or our actions. Lord, help us to see that as we do that, we are not walking with you. And Lord, I thank you so much for forgiveness. I thank you for covering our sins and removing them from us. But I also know that rebellion means that even though our place in heaven is secure, our eternity has been secured by the blood of Jesus Christ, our relationship is harmed when we walk in our own strength and we walk by the strength of our own light. And so, Lord, we repent today. We turn away from the wicked things that we have thought and the wicked things that we have done and the way we have lived our lives solely for ourselves. And we ask for your forgiveness. And we ask so much that you would cleanse us from sin, cleanse us from unrighteousness, and help us to walk cleanly before you and to love our fellow people around us. The people in our homes sometimes are the hardest people to love. And so we choose to do that today because you are so good and you are a redeemer, even when we have been rebellious. So thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So, so grateful for you. And if you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's lots of little areas that you can support. At the $10 level, you'll get a free painting at the first of the month. And at the $25, a free podcast that nobody else gets. So you'll have the secret podcast. Thanks so much for the patrons who support this podcast. And thank you to you who listens diligently every day. You are making a decision toward Jesus and toward your relationship with God in 2021. And I'm so proud of you.